This is the new foundation from Natasha Denona, the High Glam Foundation. One of my most favorite concealers is the High Glam Concealer. I expect the foundation to do exactly what the concealer does. Thin weight, serum-like, but coverage and no creasing at all. But if the concealer can do that, the foundation definitely has to do that. Like, they're saying this will work for oily skin, dry skin, mature skin, and also cover up hyperpigmentation, blurs, and also has oil control. 52 shades. Wow, retails for $52. We're doing a deep dive right now. Three different shades here, RP6, RN7, and RP8. RP6, that is definitely light. Apparently, this has Korean technology and has been formulated by Italian chemists. Okay, I see the flex right there. This is a shade RN7, and this is my concealer shade. This is RP8, and this is our last hope. I just want the perfect match with 52 shades. I need a perfect match. This is RP8. Is it a little too warm? It's very unique because the popularity of this concealer gave birth to this foundation. Blend it completely. Really takes into account the rosy and the neutral tones. And with rosacea, it's hard for me. The High Glam Concealer was a surprise for me. It was an unexpected complexion category find for me. I went to Natasha for the eyeliner or the eyeshadow palettes. Never for a concealer, and definitely did not see a foundation coming. Smooth, does not feel sticky, feels super lightweight, and yeah. A little will go a long way. Most of the foundations are in the category of 45 to 50. This actually crosses over 50. What a thin layer looks like on my face. Okay. Is it a tiny bit warm? Pressing and tapping. Expecting skin-like finish and coverage at the same time. It claims that it can cover all the hyperpigmentation. I'm looking at my neck and my face. It's a tiny bit rosy red, but I actually don't mind that because the way this evened out my skin, guys, the way this evened out my skin, I know it's not a perfect match, but that looks beautiful. There is blurring, there is thin layer of coverage, nothing too heavy or cakey. It's a little warm, but I don't mind it. It is apparently self-setting, so even if I don't use powder, this should last on my face. I'm looking at this sheet for all the shades that are right here, and I do wonder if there's a different shade that will be even better match. I would love if Natasha's team could tell me if this is a good match or they think there'll be something else that'll be a better match. To see how the foundation sets with powder. It's good. It has natural finish. It gives coverage. It blurs. It smooths. Looks a little bit yellow. I feel like there's a better match for me out there. If you love a concealer for $52, this foundation will become a staple.